stuck her tongue out at him. He stuck his out in return. Boys. Ick.
Lily and Frank, sitting in a tree,
Daisy whispered, before Lily whipped around and pinched her side.
Ow! I'm telling Mom! You're such a tattletale,
Lily said again as she rolled her eyes.
But I'm your sister, and you have to love me. Mom said so.
Daisy smirked. Chapter 1 Kingston, Kentucky, some years later. Lily Ray Rose pinned her long golden hair into a perfect high ponytail. She fluffed her fringed bangs and tied off the ponytail with a colorful scarf that matched her yellow cardigan and skirt. She buttoned up her white shirt and tucked it into the tiny waist of the flared calf-length skirt. There, she looked perfect for the first day of her senior year of high school. Her door was thrown open as Daisy rushed in, wearing nothing but a bra and a pink skirt.
I can't find my black sweater, the one that makes me look less like a boy and more like Violet. I found it,
Violet rushed in, holding the sweater.
I found it in my closet. I guess I borrowed it and forgot.
Violet's hair was cut to look like Grace Kelly's, while Daisy had opted for a pixie cut. Needless to say, their father yelled a lot on haircut day.
I want to look perfect, Daisy said as she slid the short-sleeved sweater on. You know how badly I want to join the Bells, and with us all cheerleading and the fact that Jimmy is totally into me, I think I have a shot.
Lily curled her lip in a sneer.
A Kingston Bell? Don't you want to do something more with your life than just hook the catch of the class and settle down to manage him?
The Kingston Bells were technically a philanthropic group, but really their main goal was to snag the best of the bachelors Kingston had to offer.
What else is there to do in Kingston?
Daisy grinned.
Besides, Mom is a Kingston lady. It's tradition.
Lily shook her head. Once a Bell got married, she moved into the ladies' group, which literally ran the town. The husbands just never seemed to realize it.
I want to go to Europe, Violet whispered.
Europe?
The other sisters gasped.
Don't tell Mom and Dad. But I want to go to cooking school and become a chef. Now I just need to find a way to look into these schools.
You'll figure it out, V,
Lily said with a smile.
Although I don't know what I will do without you all the way in Europe. No Rose has left Kingston except to fight for our country.
Our sister, the tradition breaker,
Daisy teased.
Well, don't tell anyone. Triple sister secret,
Violet said seriously as she held out her pinky. The Rose sisters all joined in and shook pinkies.
Girls, it's time for you to leave,
their mother shouted up the stairs of the old Victorian that had been in their family for generations. Lily grabbed her books and purse and ran down the stairs, followed by her sisters. She flew out the front door, jumped from the porch steps, raced past the rose bushes, and smashed into a solid mass of tight white t-shirt and rolled jeans.
Oof. Lily, are you okay?
She heard Daisy call from the porch. Lily wobbled and would have fallen on her bottom if strong hands hadn't encircled her waist and pulled her tight against a warm body.
I'm fine,
Lily called back as she looked up into the molten brown eyes of her neighbor, Frank Schilling.
That you are,
he smirked, and Lily felt her heart tumble out of her chest and smash onto the ground at his feet. For once in her life, Lily Ray Rose was speechless. The boy she'd had a crush on for the past 3 years of high school was now holding her in his arms. She saw the shine of the grease of his James Dean hair and smelled the leather from his black jacket.
Thank you.
She blushed and didn't bother removing her hands from his chest. She sent him a flirty smile and a wink. When Lily Ray wanted something, she went after it. And she had wanted Frank Schilling for years, except he had been going steady with Peggy Sue Jervsky. But if the rumors Lily heard from her friend John Wolfe were true, Frank and Peggy Sue were kaput.
So, are you going my way?
Frank asked with a wink.
Well, considering there's only one school in Kingston, I think it's a pretty good bet I am.
Can I carry your books for you?
Lily Ray heard her sisters taking the steps to their porch at the speed of a snail to give her time to talk to Frank. When she handed Frank her books, she could practically feel them squealing their excitement. They had known how much Lily had wanted